Zach Pohl is our Live Music Friday performer here today on Current State. Zach hails from Austin, Texas, and we're going to hear another song now. This is called Mr. Clock.
He's dreaming as he's swinging in the backyard on the tire swing, leaning back, laughing, living, loving life. He dreamed of all that he could be. He's playing in the sandbox. He said, what I'm gonna be when I grow up? Luke Skywalker or a firefighter? Maybe an ichthyologist. Tick tock, tick tock. These are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time's ticked away? He went to college and grabbed the knowledge. Took his first job that autumn. They put him in a suit in a cubicle where he's allowed to have a cactus. 5 years later, climbing that corporate ladder. Wife, two kids, a brand new home, and a gently used Mercedes. Tick tock, tick tock, these are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time's ticked away? But he's older, grown colder, got the weight of the world on his shoulders. His wife is gone, his kids are grown, and he's feeling sad and lonely. He's sighing, he's crying, he said never to fight those fires. Forgot all about ichthyology and all my other dreams. Tick tock, tick tock, these are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time's ticked away? Find peace in each other, love one another. Dance or draw, sculpt or paint, or maybe sing a song. If you're scheming and you're dreaming, then you better start believing. You can do anything that you want to do, and the time to do it's now. Tick tock, tick tock, these are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time's ticked away? Tick tock, tick tock, these are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time has ticked away? And the tears fall down as tears will do. We got so much left to do before we're through. We got so much left to do before we're through. Find and chase your dreams and follow through whatever you do. We've got so much left to do. Tick tock, tick tock, these are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time is ticked away? Tick tock, tick tock, these are the words of Mr. Clock. What words will you have to say when all your time is ticked away? And the tears fall down as tears will do.
Zach Pohl performing live there on WKAR's Live Music Friday. Zach's out of Austin, Texas, grew up in Texas, and had a performance up in Petoskey here just a few days ago, so we persuaded him to come on down and join us here on Friday morning. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks. Good to be here.
We brought Current State producer Scott Pohl in to tell the story of how we connected with you, which is kind of... which is kind of interesting. Explain what happened, Scott.
Zach, we're not related that we know of.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe way down the line.
It must be very short tail if we are, but I can only recall maybe a couple of years ago. It's been quite some time. I probably was Googling myself like you do once in a while on a slow day, and I happened to run across the Zachary Scott Pohl Band. And, of course, my name is Scott. My son's name is Zachary. He spells Zach with a K. You spell Zach with an H.
It's all right. I don't know which one's right.
Well, I would say my son's right, but I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. But at any rate, I knew he was based in Austin, Texas, got in touch at some point, and just laid it out there. If you're ever in Michigan, we have to have you on Live Music Friday. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that part of his travels this summer was bringing him into Michigan. I say summer. It's now early fall. And we settled on this date several months ago. So I've been looking forward to today for months now. Zach, great to meet you. Great to have
Likewise.
You on the show.
Well, when you share someone's name, it's just 1 or 2 degrees of separation as opposed to the normal 6, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
Well, back to you now here, Zach. You're based in Austin, Texas, which has a reputation, obviously, as a great music city. Have you always lived in Texas?
Born and raised in Texas. I spent the majority of my life in the Dallas area. And before we hit the road, we stayed a good 3 years in Austin.
Mm. We've had a live performer or two with stickers on their guitar cases that say, "Keep Austin Weird," which I take it is something of a motto for the city. Do you think Austin is weird?
No, I don't think Austin is weird. I like to think of it more as, instead of keeping it weird, it is a come-as-you-are city. It doesn't matter who you are or who you think you are or who you want to become. If you want to go someplace where you can do whatever you want, wear whatever you want, say whatever you want, usually without hatred, but, you know, that's your town.
I have never been, and I've heard people say so many extraordinary things about Austin. I've got to go down there.
If you love music and food, it's a good spot.
Describe it for us. I mean, for people like me who have never set foot in Austin, Texas, what is it like?
Well, aside from heat and dry, and the winters tend to be nice. You know, we actually have shut down schools just because it got cold. There was no snow or ice, but, you know.
People in Michigan love that.
I mean, oh,
we love
yeah.
making fun of people who, school districts who do that.
You know, and we do great, and, you know, 105, 110, you know. But, no, it's a great spot. Music everywhere, and you can find, you know, down, you know, you can find your more touristy places, and those will be your straight up cover bands a lot of times. And but there are little back, you know, backdoor kind of places everywhere. I've played in grocery stores down there. I've played in restaurants. I've played in some bars and listening venues, and, you know, coffee shops. And there's music everywhere. I've seen people play at the gas station.
You play with a band. You typically play solo.
I typically play solo. I absolutely love being backed by a band, but to get out on the road, it's a lot more work to bring a band with you than it is to just get out there and go as a singer-songwriter.
I listened to some of your stuff online. ZachPohl.com, by the way, ZachPohl.com. You are backed up on some of your recorded material by a pretty competent rock band.
Yes. The first album I had, I made the Zachary Scott Pohl Band. I was real pleased with it. It was my first time to really put together a full album, and I graduated high school with Valenti, the drummer, and was roommates and good friends with Greg, the bass player at the time, and my good friend Shaggy J was on the guitar, and we had a good run for a good couple years before I left for Austin.
How did your musical journey get started? Way back when. As a young person?
Yes, I remember the first time I sang a solo. I think I was 9 years old. I sang Silent Night for the church, and I didn't think anything of it. I'm like, oh yeah, sure, Silent Night, cool. I had no real preconception of whether or not I was any good, and then. By the time I hit eighth grade, you know, I was asked to do another solo, and then ninth grade, I switched churches to get into a bigger choir, and then ended up getting in choir at school in my junior year, and still stay in touch with Dick McKee and my choir director from then, a fantastic person. I went on to TCU on a choral scholarship, thinking I was going to do opera, and then I realized that for opera, my voice isn't big enough, and I don't particularly enjoy wearing makeup, so that ended my opera career. I decided to dive into choral directing and get involved with church groups. And I did that for a good 7 years or so. And music was still in my life, but I was still felt like I was missing something. So I picked up a bass and a harmonica. And then shortly after my 30th birthday, I ended up picking up a guitar and really getting after the writing.
Zach Pohl is our Live Music Friday guest here today. He's a singer-songwriter who hails from Austin, Texas. Let's talk about songwriting. You obviously have a love affair with words. Just the Mr. Clock song, there's a lot of syllables packed into that.
Oh, yeah.
Into that.
You don't always get to use the word ichthyologist in everyday
conversation. No, exactly.
So, you know, to throw it in with a melody, it just seems more fun. I absolutely love words. It's true. I love music and I love singing. But there's something about words and wordplay that I can't get over. It's well beyond finding a rhyme. It's finding those right words and finding that placement for each word.
And making it your own.
You have
saying
to.
Something that's important to you. How long does it take to write a good song, or is it all over the charts?
I'd say it's all over the charts. Track message on my album Back to Zero, that's a spoken word that took me a couple weeks to piece together. But the spoken word, the voice on the same album, took me about 2 minutes. And whether it's spoken word or song, it depends. Some have taken a year and a half, 2 years to come to fruition. Others just spill out.
Yeah.
And that's how it goes.
Well, let's hear another song. You got a song called Backslide ready to go for us here.
Yes, I do.
Zach Pohl here on Live Music Friday.
Go back to the beginning, before the crying and the sinning, when there wasn't no reason to hide. Go back to the beginning, some more so tired of swimming. Surrender, surrender to the backslide. I surrender to the backslide. Another hard week of working is payday. The beer's cheap and cold and the band is sounding great. Two more beers and he'll be ready to dance. Born to dance is the look upon his face. He turns his back on everyone. This is his song, his tide is coming. Two more beers, and it's time to backslide. Back to the beginning, before the crying and the sinning, when there wasn't no reason to hide. Back to the beginning, most tired of swimming, surrender. Ran into the backslide. Douglas Kent and the Whiskey Queen inspire this man to dance. Three more beers and he's barely standing. Pants are falling down, too drunk to notice. Backside. Back to the beginning, before the crying and the sinning, when there wasn't no reason to hide. Back to the beginning, most tired of swimming. Surrender, surrender to the backslide. La-da-da-da-da. Back to the beginning, before the crying and the sinning, when there wasn't no reason to hide. Back to the beginnings, most tired of swimming, surrender. Back to the beginning, before the crying and the sinning. Whoa, when there wasn't no reason to hide. Back to the beginnings, most tired of swimming, surrender. Surrender to backslide. Surrender to the backslide. Surrender to the backslide. Go back to the beginning, before the crying and the sinning. Whoa. When there wasn't no reason to hide. Back to the beginning, some more so tired of swimming. Surrender, surrender to the backslide. I surrender to the backslide.
Backslide. Zach Pohl performing live here in WKAR Studio S on Current State's Live Music Friday. Hard to imagine that voice performing opera as I'm sitting here listening to it.
I tried.
How passionate were you about that at any one point?
I mean, at one point,
did it speak to you in a way that folk music or rock didn't?
Yes. The first opera I'd ever seen was La Boheme by Puccini. I had no idea the simple stories that could be played out over a two-hour period. And each song is a story in and of itself. And what opera really taught me as it pertains to the music I do now, a person comes out and says, thank you for coming. This is what's going to happen in the first act. This is what's going to happen in the second act and the third act. Now, about the first act. First scene, second scene, third scene, and then it goes into the second act. Here's your scenes. This is what's going to happen. And then they put the translation up above the screen, too. So you've already got the entire backstory. Now you can enjoy the art for what it is and really see what's put into the acting, into the stage managing and the set and everything. But I love the stories.
You do a cross-country tour every year. That's how you came to us today. You're traveling through the Midwest with your wife and your dog. What's life on the road like for you?
I love it so much. It's not glorious. It's not glamorous. It's everything I've ever wanted.
What is it? Where's the magic there?
The magic is, for a lot of people, you wake up, you get in your car, you drive to your next spot. When I start my drive, I'm in my office, and I've seen both coasts. I've now seen the Great Lakes rather extensively at this point. I've seen almost all the 48 lower states, and you find yourselves camping. You find yourself looking at things that you wouldn't normally see except for maybe on a TV show, and it's just a sense of an adventure and a very simple lifestyle. When you have everything you need in a car, that's about as simple as you can break it down.
Yeah, you say that you plan to perform anywhere that accepts you. How does that unfold?
Well, coming from...
itinerant musician.
Yeah. Coming from the words of one of my hometown local heroes, Ray Wiley Hubbard, he says, never turn down a gig. You know, it's until you can really say, okay, look, I make this many thousands of dollars every time I stop. Well, you have no reason to turn it down.
Yeah.
I consider these tours, I call them Johnny Appleseed missions. You go, and if you make a connection with somebody, whether they're the person at the gas station or someone in your audience at a show, if you can give them music, if they're interested in it, then you do that. Because that's what the trip's really all about, is getting out and sharing music. Like I tell people, it's not even for sale. It's all donation based. You know, if you want music, I want you to have it. And I've had some really cool shows happen that way. I played in Dubuque, Iowa last year because someone found my CD in a rental car in Iowa. Have no idea how I got there, but I came to a show and met some fantastic people in that tri-state area.
So oh, interesting.
You never know who's going to like it.
By the time the tour is through, are you glad that the tour is through?
At this point...
Does it reach a point where you say, yeah, it's time for me to head back home for a little while?
Yes and no. I'm very grateful to have a consistent bed and a consistent shower. You don't always have those. But home is definitely where the heart is. I miss my family and I miss my friends. It's always good to see them. But the real question is, where is home? And right now, home feels like the road, so I'm always sad when the trip ends. Even this year being an eight-month tour, I'm always sad because it's like, oh, I'm not moving. The adventure's gone.
That's a long tour.
It is, and if I have it my way, I will just kind of accidentally not stop. So
interesting way to put it. Who are some of your favorite songwriters? Who would you have influences there?
I got to say my top two. I tell people that I work really hard on my lyrics, so I do folk, but I've been told when I sing the blues. So I'll go straight off the top. Towns Van Zandt is probably, in a very close second, Guy Clark, as far as my folk roots and working on my lyrics. Both masters, sadly, both gone now. And then on the passion side of things, Ray Charles, he's my guy. He inspires me every time I listen to him, and I try to sing as much Ray Charles as I can.
Yeah. You are a performing musician on a mission here. On your website, you write, I believe with all my soul that going on a tour like this is the best way to encourage and promote the highest standards of creativity, performance, education, and research in music. Are you suggesting that those high musical standards aren't as high as they should be?
What I'm really hoping to drive home is how important they are. It's not just a class you can take in school. It's not just a credit. It's not just a need to be creative. These are things that are innately human, and these bring us our humanity, our ways to stay in touch with each other and each other's emotions as well as our own. It's a way for us to really come together, talk about beautiful imagery. Yeah, black and white, black notes on a white page, they don't exist without each other, and we are in harmony. Even dissonance is part of harmony. So to encourage all of these things, as far as how I got where I am, man, life would have been a lot easier had someone just strolled into my high school and said, hey, did you know you could be a songwriter? I just thought it was something you went to the store and picked up a polished product. I never imagined the songwriter sitting around trying to figure out how to put words and melodies together.
You say you do some teaching, too, including preschoolers. What do you like about teaching and working with kids?
Man, they're awesome. If you can teach and play for a preschool crowd, you can handle the rowdiest college bar because someone's crying, someone's falling down, someone's getting sick. It's
the
all
parallels
right
are interesting.
It's strange, but, they keep you on your toes. And, to teach preschool means you're giving – hopefully an example to tell these kids, hey, look, these are basic rules, guidelines, but if you go by them, then you can think as freely as you wish and stick it to the man, so to speak. be creative, use your mind, think openly. The course of Mr. Clock was something I used to say to my kids when I was waiting for them to get in line. Essentially, this is your time. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with it? It's just fantastic. I love working with kids.
We will be back on Monday. We're going to let Zach Pohl play us out on the program today. Great to have you here today, Zach. Continued success.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm feeling down. I'm feeling down, yeah, I'm sinking through the floor. Baby, since you gone, the wind turned cold. Oh, the wind turned cold.